It's time for our second feature, which brings us another reminiscence. This time, Derek James's nostalgia column tells us when the biggest stars in the country headed to Great Yarmouth. His article is read by Julie Benfield.
From the Beatles to Morecambe and Wise, and from the Rolling Stones to former Norwich market traders Mike and Bernie Winters, the biggest stars around headed our way during the busy summer seasons at Great Yarmouth. The shows were big attractions loved by people from across the country and round the corner. The men and women who entertained us on our black and white television sets were there in full Technicolor. Getting tickets for the Yarmouth shows was a highlight of the summer. There were the regular performances from Monday to Saturday at the theatres, and then, when they had a day off, there were the Sunday specials with the most popular musicians of the day. Some of the rockers were also part of the summer shows, such as Billy Fury and Marty Wilde. Many of these stars took part in big events, including cricket matches and donkey derbies, to raise large amounts of money for local charities. They became part of our community. One man who loved the Sunday specials was John Pegg, who, at 14, became lead singer with the Freethorpe group Johnny and the Sapphires, performing the hits of the day in the early 1960s. He wrote a booklet for family and friends called Showtime 50s, 60s, 70s. Summer seasons in Great Yarmouth at the Windmill, Royal Aquarium, Wellington Pier, Britannia Pier and ABC Regal. It is full of advertisements for the shows which appeared in our papers and set the scene for a great story. John tells how he looked at the adverts on a Saturday and then set off to Yarmouth on the bus to get tickets for the show he wanted to see the next day. Each show had two performances at 6:10 p.m. and 8:35 p.m. I would always go to the first show so I could catch the last bus home, he said. The first one he saw was at the Britannia Pier, and on the bill was Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, Carl Denver, Joe Brown and Vince Eager. I was hooked, said John. Think of the greatest 60s groups and singers, and the chances are they had rocked the Yarmouth way. Other stars at the theatres on a Sunday included the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Shadows, Gene Vincent, Billy Fury, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Gene Pitney, and so many more. It was at the ABC I was lucky enough to get tickets to see my American idol, Roy Orbison. To think that I was able to see him perform live was a dream come true. He sounded just like his records, and he received a standing ovation, said John. And of course, Yarmouth had its very own rock and roll band. Peter Jay and the Jaywalkers, who toured with both the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Yes, times have changed, but the Hippodrome Circus is, thanks to the Jay family, the jewel in the Great Yarmouth crown.